Hello, my name is Max McCann. I'm the founder of a social media marketing agency named McCann Creative. Welcome to my Marketing and Property podcast. Are you an estate agent or property investor? If the answer is yes, then you're in the right place. Over a series of podcasts and videos, I will be sharing my marketing knowledge in simplified, bite-sized chunks. This will help you in effectively raising your brand's awareness, growing your social media following, and ultimately bringing in more business. So, without further ado, let's get started. Post content relevant to your industry. Your followers are not all the same. Although your business may attract a certain demographic, your audience consists of individuals who may like your brand or product for different reasons. For example, consider Microsoft. Microsoft's customers and social media followers can range from gamers to small business owners. These two audiences aren't going to be attracted to the same content. In order to satisfy these different segments, Microsoft has to share content specific for each demographic. Let's say you want to share a post on LinkedIn targeting the finance industry. Your followers who are in IT or health industry might not find this relevant. Instead of filling their stream with irrelevant content, you can choose to only show that post to people within your network in the finance industry. Providing relevant content to each of your niches enables you to provide maximum value for your audience. What content does your audience like? How do they consume it? And what times of day are they most active? If you don't know the answer to these questions, that is not a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because it's actually fairly simple to get these answers using your free social media analytical tools, such as Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook Insights. And you can access these tools from your business pages. You can see on the insights what posts of yours are performing best. You can see what times of day your audiences are most active, and you can compare between the platforms to see which social media channels your audiences engage on more. If you haven't posted much, then I would probably suggest posting a couple of times a day over a period of a couple of weeks and make sure the style of your content varies between the platforms and the posts. Some may be with videos, others with pictures, and some with a slideshow of pictures. You can also experiment on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter with no pictures or videos at all in some posts. In addition to the pictures and videos, try mixing up the length of your captions. Try some, I guess, blog-style long-form captions and others with short captions, maybe a quote or a short couple of sentences about the picture or video that you have posted. Come the end of the 2 weeks, you'll be able to analyze your efforts and see what will work best for your audience. For example, you may find that posting videos with long blog post style captions posted at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. receive the best engagement. Once you've established this, you can then double down on what works best and produce more of the content that your audience likes and engages with the most. I really do hope this is helpful, and I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback on this. So get in contact via Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Send me a direct message and let me know your thoughts and feedback. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really do appreciate it, and I hope it's bringing you lots and lots of value. If my podcast is bringing you any value at all, can you please do me a small favor? Just leave me an honest review of my podcast once you finish listening. It really would mean the world to me. Until next time, see ya.